Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody working on the third watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road drivers, our men and women out there in the 18-wheelers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on the Facebook page that we have, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you again.
Morning.
Now, got to ask a question and just see what you think about this. Bill Gates and George Soros, their joint organization, bought out a company called Mologic Limited over in Asia, in Hong Kong. And it's a company that specializes in COVID-19 testing. Now, you suppose that these two birds are going to try to corner the market on that?
Well, I think it was the Gates Foundation that actually bought it. It's a UK company. It may be in Hong Kong.
Right.
It's a UK company.
Yep.
They may have done this out of the expectation that the test itself will necessarily be altered, you know, for other types of pandemics. But this company, you know, it's not like it's a big, huge deal. They spent $41 million on it.
Right.
So what they're trying to do is increase what they call affordable state-of-the-art medical technology. Well, okay. Something to watch, but...
Yeah.
But, because they're launching something called the Global Access Health Initiative.
Right.
So...
Yep. Well, we'll keep our eyes on it. Now, I wonder who's next. Let's see. Nancy Pelosi aide, White House official, a Texas Democrat, all testing positive for COVID-19 in the widening fallout. And by the way, Chucky Boy Schumer came in contact with these people. So did Nancy Pelosi herself in some of the pictures anyway. I wonder, and by the way, have you seen Kamala in the last couple of days?
No, but that doesn't mean anything to me.
Okay. I wonder if she's kind of...
But I will say this. You know, everybody in Congress, pretty much everybody in Congress, with very few exceptions, has been vaccinated.
Correct.
So Senator Paul is not vaccinated because he already had COVID.
Yep.
Senator Ron Johnson has not because he, too... has been, well, he didn't I don't think he had COVID. He just, well, maybe he did. Maybe he did.
I think he did, yeah.
He carries the immunity to it.
Right.
But anyway, I think there's more than we know that, and the White House isn't telling us who else in the White House has been affected. But here's the interesting thing. We can't get a real handle on whether these wayward Texan Democrats have been vaccinated or not.
Right.
And some of these other people, like including those in the White House and those in the that work in Congress, if they've tested positive and they've been vaccinated, we got some bigger questions about the vaccination or whatever vaccination they took, don't we?
Yep.
Yeah. So it isn't helping the case at all.
We don't know who this is, but we heard yesterday that a senior FBI official improperly took gifts from journalists amid the Trump investigation from the DOJ watchdog.
Yeah, we don't know who it is. But I think there was also one that was assigned to the investigation, too, that has been found or charged or suspended or something for domestic abuse.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's the same one or not.
Yeah. And, of course, we'll keep watching this, but there's a vaccine mandate order coming today in New York City, which Mayor de Blasio plans to announce at his regularly scheduled press conference. It's going to impact the staff at the city's 11 public hospitals, as well as those who work in clinics operated by the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. Everybody that works there, if they want to work there, will have to be vaccinated.
Well, this is probably because we had that hospital, where was it, in Houston?
Yes.
Had some issues, and the court ruled against the hospital workers.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's some bad juju right there.
Okay, hold that thought, folks. When we come back, Denise wrote an article about Joe Biden getting softer on Moscow. Well, of course, best guy ever bought, paid for. China, too, for that matter. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. I think I will. This portion of the program brought to you by TuggyThePatriotPup.com. And, you know, education of our youth is always critical. Now, we had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values. But sadly, folks, that is no longer the case. Now, the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better. And learning history from the heart is a must. So we welcome to the show Tuggy the Patriot Pup, author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who's written three great go-to books for grade school kids. Now, they're beautiful, educational, and they teach the children history with a heart. Volume number one features Tuggy at the start of the American Revolution. Choices need to be made. In volume number two, Tuggy falls in love during the War of 1812. And in volume number three, it features Tuggy and his bride settled on a Mason-Dixon line with their twin daughters. Now, Tuggy's family and friends move through American history, examining the crises that have resulted in our country's greatest conflicts. So visit TuggyThePatriotPup.com, that's TuggyThePatriotPup.com, for your children and grandchildren, an absolute must for homeschoolers. And don't forget, the books are available in English and Spanish, too. Locally, here in my area, you can find them at the Coastal Market number 607 at 607 Clearwater Largo Road in Clearwater. That's the Coastal Market number 607 at 607 Clearwater Largo Road in Clearwater, Florida. TuggyThePatriotPup.com. All right,
Back to Denise Simon from PoundersCode.com. By the way, before we start, got to say hello to Daniel. And Daniel is starting out in Atlanta tonight, coming on down with a load of Ragu spaghetti sauce. He's listening to us on the radio saying, keep up the good work, Captain. All right, thank you. He's listening to us on 920 The Answer.
All right, good morning, Daniel.
Yes, sir. All righty. Now, let's talk about your article that you wrote, because the title, and I'll read the title just to get it started, Biden getting softer on Moscow. Okay.
Well, it did not get a lot of press, and should have, but Moscow has been working on this hypersonic missile system.
Correct.
And it appears that it, in fact, is ready to go. So what are we doing about it? It's not a new thing. So the question becomes, when Biden had the Biden-Putin summit, what did they really talk about? And did, in fact, this even come up? But then I would also say that they were only really kind of talking about hacking, I think.
Yeah.
But we also have the other issue of the what is known as the Havana Syndrome. Now, I think we've got as many as 200 Americans that have been affected by the Havana Syndrome.
Uh-huh.
And we've had yet another one that was affected, or a couple others, at our diplomatic post in Austria. So what are we doing about it? And did Biden even challenge him on that one? This is bad, because the CIA was highly, highly affected by this syndrome, you know, the what they're calling a covert sonic weapon.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Now, the last thing, and not to, you know, that I included in the article, is after Angela Merkel made her visit to the Biden White House last week, they apparently did come to some kind of an accommodation on the pipeline. And so he cancels with the Keystone pipeline, but he officially has approved or reached an agreement with the natural gas pipeline, Russia taking it into Europe. So there's three big things right there. What is it that is making him so soft on Moscow? Does it have everything to do with prior business deals, or is he and the administration so risk adverse when it comes to any kind of a diplomatic or military conflict?
Yeah.
With Russia. Well, I don't know.
That's a great point. Now, let's see what Elliot has to say up in Wesley Chapel, because he's on the line. Good morning, Elliot.
Yes, good morning, Captain. Hey, Denise, I'd like to run this by you. Today, you know, taking a look at Mexico, Mexico is considered one of the most dangerous countries in the world. And I think folks around the world should know that. The late Malcolm X grandson was thrown off the top of a building for not paying a $1,400 tab. The impact killed him. Now, Lydia Cacho, a well-respected Mexican journalist, fled death threats from cartels and rich elites who want her dead. She lives in Spain. The massive sexual exploitations of children, young men and women, have been all reported by her. People still travel there. Mexico is rated the most dangerous country in the world for journalists. 9 reporters were killed last year in Mexico by secret cartel assassins. That brings the total of journalists killed in Mexico to 120. Thank you, Captain. Thank you, Denise. Have a great day.
All right. Well, Denise, I totally agree with what he's saying. I believe Mexico is an extremely dangerous country, and it's not a place that I would want to go to on a voluntary mission, well, unless I had myself surrounded with security.
The Mexican government is bought and paid for by the cartels.
Correct.
Period. End of report.
Yep.
And that includes not just, you know, the president and the, you know, his administration of Mexico, but it also includes all the little mayors, in border towns and in the smaller towns that are trying to keep the cartels out.
Uh-huh.
You can't find a mayor that has been able to survive their job.
Or a police chief.
So, we have an ability to track the cartel's money. And let's not forget that you've got El Chapo Guzman, who, you know, was just as wealthy as any of these other cartels.
Right.
We know where that money is. And why we don't track the money of these cartels is beyond me. Furthermore, why we have not declared them terror organizations is beyond me.
Yeah.
I think it has to do with the fact that if those things happen, if we seize the money, then the, and not that it already hasn't happened, but the financial stability of Mexico would collapse completely. So Mexico would end up looking like Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador.
Well, again, I agree with everything you just said there, and I'll add one more to it. The human trafficking element coming out of Mexico is, we don't even know how big that is, because the other day they actually stopped a semi that was pointed in the direction of Florida, and all the reports I've been getting, including from our own governor, who made the public statement about it, was that this truck was headed in our direction with 105 illegals in it. That's the one we know about. There's a whole bunch of them we don't. And I posted a picture last night of these little U-Haul trucks, the little small ones, the 8-footers or something like that, with people in the back getting out with backpacks on and just disappearing into the streets of Bradenton. Now, you go ahead and tell me that those people weren't illegals.
Well, I mean, our state is full of illegals.
Yep.
And they are the ones that are working the agriculture thing.
Uh-huh.
They go from farm to farm to farm based on what needs to be harvested.
Yep.
So, I mean, and I actually, my husband and I were coming back from some trip and saw them at a truck stop.
All righty, we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel, and you have yourself a great day. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Check out that article that we just told you about, Biden getting softer on Moscow. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Delta variant of the coronavirus is now the cause of more than 80% of new COVID cases in the U.S., according to new data from the CDC. The largest increases of cases coming in areas with lower rates of vaccination against the virus. Several recent polls show a steady amount of hesitancy to receive the vaccine, with many saying they've been unmoved by outreach efforts. Dr. Jessica Shepherd is the chief medical officer at Very Well Health in Dallas and tells CBS News that breakthrough infections could be another source of hesitancy against the shot.
That's where we really need to create more of a message of people understanding the importance of vaccination, but also what comes with vaccination is that there is the possibility of getting reinfected, which is a very low rate, mild infection. And what we're seeing more is that we're having more severe outcomes of a variant that is much more infectious, much more deadly among unvaccinated persons.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Porcaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed it is. And this edition of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, Bo Browning will be in studio tomorrow to answer your questions. I've already got some questions for him, so keep them coming. National Aviation Academy with two locations. They're going to tell you about themselves right now, and I'll tell you more about them in a minute.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. One in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. The other one is in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. Now, in either case, I would strongly suggest that you give them a call and ask to take a tour of their campus. Now, the phone number to call would be 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour at whichever one of the campuses you'd want to go to, Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Mass.
Now, you'll be able to talk to a student or students there, whatever the case might be. You'll also be able to talk to an instructor, get the skinny on the course and what's involved. And, of course, you'll be able to talk to them about the finances that are involved. Now, if you're a veteran post 9/11, more than likely you will be paid for, your school will be paid for 100%. If you're a veteran pre 9/11, you probably will have some money left on your educational thing. It's a question of how much it would be. And then they will work something out with you and let you know the conventional means, which is a student loan that the civilians would get. So there you go. But at any rate, you'd be able to get your financing taken care of, find out what it's like to be an aviation maintenance tech. And I'm telling you, you won't go back. When you find out what's involved and the kind of money you can make, you're going to just go, whoa, why didn't I do this sooner? So that's the National Aviation Academy, available online by going to NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Or giving them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour of one of their two campuses, either the one in Clearwater, Florida, or the one in Concord, Massachusetts. Well, before we get into the specifics here, a couple of things going on. Airstrikes last night, yesterday rather. First one was in Somalia by the United States military. And we struck Al-Shabaab in one of their locations in central Somalia. And the second one involves Israel. Israel conducted its first airstrike against the Iranian militias inside Syria. And they are continuing the policy, the Bennett administration in Israel, continuing Netanyahu's policy to not allow an Iranian presence on Israel's borders, the Golan Heights or anywhere else where they can launch rockets and hit Israel. And that's what that was all about, was to drive them back from where they were at. So, the Pentagon will be housing the Afghan interpreters at Fort Lee in Virginia. I've been there. Interesting little place. The Biden administration is planning to temporarily house about 2,500 Afghans fleeing unrest in their home country at Fort Lee, Virginia, with expansion to other military bases possible in the future. Well, I hope so, because there's over 20,000 of them. 2,500 means you've got 17,500 still behind. It's not going to be pretty if that happens. By the way, dozens of soldiers are facing formal reprimands after senior leaders caught them unmasked and unvaccinated against the coronavirus. And we've already heard the military is going to be mandatorily told that they got to get the shot and they got to wear the mask wherever. That's what they're going to do. Also, inside the Army, there's a unit training Olympic athletes. The program is sending a total of 12 soldiers to the Tokyo Games, which began begin on Friday, as Olympic and Paralympic athletes will be there. Three more WCAP soldiers will join Team USA as coaches. Very much involved. We'll see how all that plays out. And let's not forget that over the past decade, China has reorganized their hacking operations, turning themselves into a very sophisticated and mature adversary when it comes to being a cyber threat. Now, the U.S. military says it's not responsible for an attack in eastern Syria that reportedly destroyed a truck belonging to the Iranian-backed militia, underscoring how much the information about the tit-for-tat strikes in Iraq and Syria comes from rumors. That attack was probably done by Israel, as we now know. Now, U.S. bases in the United Kingdom are easing a few of their COVID-19 restrictions as England ends the mask and gathering requirements. Also, we lost some U.S. veterans who say blood spilled in Afghanistan was wasted as a result of what's going on right now, the America's longest war. Some of the veterans aren't caring for what they're seeing going on there, especially when it comes to the interpreters. Now, the Defense Department must take bold steps to prevent and report at the forefront of its fight against sexual assault and harassment the behaviors that are going on to remain a persistent problem for the military and get this under control, because it's still running rampant through the military. Now, active duty service members can now get COVID-19 vaccines anywhere they're available without needing any pre-authorization, according to an update published Monday to the manual that dictates military health services. In addition, the transfer of Abdullah Nasser was the first by the Biden administration. They've sent him back to Morocco, where he was from. We'll see what happens when he gets there. And Dr. Richard Thomas, a surgeon, dentist, and retired Army two-star general, has submitted his resignation as the president of the Uniformed Services University of the Health Sciences, according to a letter he wrote last week and sent to military.com. Well, the Senate Armed Services Committee will begin the process of assembling the massive annual defense policy bill for fiscal 2022 this week amidst the rolling debates in a number of areas affecting the military. Bipartisan bill now, and a group of senators with it, they're unveiling their legislation to give Congress a more active role in approving arms sales, authorizing the use of military force, and declaring national emergencies in an across-the-board effort to claw back national security power from the executive branch of government. Will they be able to do it? Don't know. But we'll find out soon enough, won't we? And finally, President Biden is putting new pressure on China by publicly attributing the wide-ranging Microsoft Exchange server cyber attack to hackers affiliated with Beijing. We'll see how that plays out. Okay, the Captain's America Third Watch coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. We're going to have a really interesting segment with Chris. I'll be right back. Go nowhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Mark Walters. Catch his big old monster cast Sunday nights at 8 p.m. on many of these same stations. Before we get to the Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, I want to let you know this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura, Moss spelled M-A-U-S. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you'll love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that makes this a great SUV, far and away better, and the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes with a 345-horsepower engine standard. Plus some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers. And boy, does that feel good on a bad back. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. Don't forget, they also honor those who have served our country with a You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue next to Nissan. Find them online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because when you do that, you're going to find out if you tell them that before they make you start negotiating the deal, you're going to get yourself another $500 off the vehicle.
All right. Watchdog on Wall Street is here. Chris Markowski. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I'm going to read you a little article here. Have you heard of the National Bureau of Economic Research?
Yes. They're the high priests of deciding when and where recessions start and end. A group of economists based out of Cambridge.
Well, tell me that I'm not reading this correctly. It says that the National Bureau of Economic Research, known as NBER, has declared that the economy exited the pandemic recession over a year ago. Really?
Well, yeah, not only that, it said it was the shortest recession on record, only 2 months. You're taking a look at, what was it, March and April? You think about that for a second. If that's the case, I mean, we spent trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars on a two-month recession.
Yeah.
And I know the argument might be that, oh, geez, well, the money spent got us out of the recession. Not so fast. I mean, money didn't get really out the door until much later than that. So, again, you put this in a perspective. We're doing all of this for a two-month recession. All of these initiatives, all of this money spent because of that. Again, try to put that in a proper perspective, people, because, again, it's nuts if you actually think about it.
Well, I agree with you, and we'll just have to keep our eyes and ears wide open. By the way, Eric Swally Swalwell and his little pal Fang Fang spent over $30,000 in campaign funds on limousines, meals, and alcohol, which, by the way, is illegal, I might add. And he's gotten caught, but now we'll see what happens.
Probably nothing.
You're right.
Maybe he'll get censured. They'll write a strongly worded letter to him, which does absolutely nothing. So probably nothing when it comes to this stuff. It's unfortunate. Most of these politicians using campaign funds like some sort of slush fund to go out and enjoy themselves and have a grand old time. I'm still amazed that this guy is still in Congress. I really am.
You and me both. You and me both. And that he's still on the damn Intelligence Committee.
Yeah, I know.
Good.
Yeah, it's amazing.
All right. Now, Bitcoin, which is something a lot of people are talking about, oh, man, I'm going to make $1 million or whatever. Well, they had a little bit of a crash on Monday late at night when the cryptocurrency Bitcoin fell below $30,000, and it wiped out $90 billion in 24 hours. Wow.
Well, yeah, well, $90 billion in, fantasy money. It's, it's just based upon, what people say it's worth. Again, there's no way that anybody out there can properly value cryptocurrency. It's a religion. It's a belief system. And as long as people believe in it and put money into it, it'll stay around. Once people do not, well, it's over.
Uh-huh. Now, D.C. Mayor Bowser has broken away from her gold standard of defunding the police and now is going to take COVID money to fund overtime pay for a strong and sustained police presence after the shooting at Nationals Ballpark the other night.
Well, listen, I was actually reading a story this morning talking about these defund the police movements. And, it's interesting that these same mayors who were defunding the police were also increasing their security detail and spending more money on security than they ever were before while defunding the police at the same time. The only way you're going to make your cities come back is if there is law and order within those cities and people feel safe on the streets. The only way tourism is going to come back. The only way any of these things are going to happen. I know it was all the rage last year to, follow the mob and what the mob was doing at that point in time rather than showing leadership. Hopefully there's going to be some pullback.
You drink coffee, right?
Yes.
You better buy all you can right now. Wild weather in the biggest coffee exporter country is sparking a price surge jumping way up.
Yeah, coffee has gone through the roof. There's no doubt about that. Another one of those commodities, that stuff that people use on a regular basis every single day, and it's going up in price. Yet, we're told that there's no inflation. out there. Yes, there's plenty of it.
Well, let me tell you a little something that you can feel good about right now, and that's oil. For the first time in about 3 months, oil is down below $70 a barrel, both West Texas crude and Brent crude. The futures, mm-hmm. the futures on oil are down $9 a barrel. Wait till you hear this one, but you haven't seen it at the pump yet. The retail...
No, you haven't yet. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, gasoline is down to $2.13 a gallon, which is 17 cents below where it was a week ago. Diesel is down to $2.01 a gallon, which is 19 cents a gallon down below where it was a week ago.
Listen, this is all due to some of the movements that were made by OPEC. OPEC is kind of, saying, okay, listen, prices up for a period of time. Let's increase this so we don't kick the United States off. And then, they start actually going out and drilling and becoming independent again. So it's a balance that they're playing at this point in time. Do I still think that the trend is upward moving forward? Yes, I think the overall trend is moving upward. I think that you're going to see some, obviously, oil take a breather from time to time, but demand around the globe continues to grow.
Okay. Now, Comcast Corporate Chief Executive Officer Brian Roberts and Viacom CBS Incorporated Chairman Sherry Redstone met recently in New York to talk about a variety of possible business partnerships that would permit them to stream each other's network shows.
Interesting. Streaming is all the rage right now. Yep. I cut the cord. I don't have any more cable boxes in my house. I, get all of my stations through one of the providers online. And, it works great. I don't have any problem with it at all. I think that is going to be continue to be the direction that everybody's going in.
Yeah, and I keep seeing Hulu advertise, and there's a couple more that are starting to show up. Just the Internet. You don't need the box. You don't need the cord. Just as long as you have Internet, right?
Yeah, and then you get unlimited devices, too. So it's interesting, if your kids go off to college, whatever, the cable, they can still be on your account and they can get it via their computer, their laptop, their phone, whatever it may be.
Okay, now are you going to invest money in Jeff Bezos' cowboy hat, because that's going to be the rage of the country soon?
I won't. What cowboys don't get mad? The whole thing about cultural appropriation because people wearing cowboy hats that aren't cowboys.
Yeah, I know.
But they don't look good on me. I'd wear one if it did. I don't think they look great on me.
Well, I've got a Charlie One Horse, and he was wearing a Charlie One Horse cowboy hat, I might add. But he didn't even know when he was asked a question about the hat. He wasn't even sure where it came from. Charlie One Horse is a very famous Navajo-made cowboy hat.
Oh, I had no idea. It's one thing, if I was sitting on the Jeopardy panel and they were asking me about cowboy hats, I wouldn't pick that topic. I don't know much about them.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go over there, check out all the different things he has to offer. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.